Hi, I'm Scott Hansman. This is Azure Friday. We're going to talk about Azure Stream Analytics with Santosh Balasubramanian. How are you, sir?
Very good. How are you doing, Scott?
Very well. Thanks for coming. Streaming, what are people using streaming for?
So, if you think about data, there is data at rest. Mm-hmm. Where there's data in a database, I can go ask queries against it, I can ask questions against it, and you get a response back.
Right.
In streaming, there is data which is always in motion. There's data always moving. Mm-hmm. So let me, and the question that you ask never dies. So let me actually give an example for this. If you're in a parking lot, and you want to ask how many red cars are there in the parking lot. Now, cars are parked, you can ask a question, you can go count the cars and get it back.
Right.
But say you're on a freeway, and cars are passing by, and you want to see how many cars passed by this point in the freeway in the last hour. So that is stream processing, where the cars are always passing and the query never dies. So a few examples of this is we are working with some energy companies. Mm-hmm. These companies want to do things such as, I want to detect water loss automatically. So for that, I have water coming into my facility from the city,
right,
where I have some sensors which is seeing the volume of water. I have sensors in my distribution units, of all the distribution units. I want to compare in real time how much volume is going to my distribution, as well as the input into my facility, and see if it is above or below a particular threshold. If it is below a threshold, of course, I'm having some water loss in the situation. So this is one of the examples. Another example is really monitoring. So if you look at certain monitoring services where you want to see, is there an issue with my service? And I want to find this out as soon as possible. So how can I decrease the time to detection by getting these incoming logs of errors which is coming from my application, from my hardware, my software, and I can run queries on top of it saying, if in the last 5 seconds there was a particular kind of an error which occurred 4 times, then create an alert.
Do you think that people with stream processing problems don't know that tools exist for them and they try to make a SQL database and classic databases work for their problem?
It actually happens, right? I mean, we have been talking to some customers who are saying that, hey, the fact that there is no easy stream processing solution, what we have to do is we have to convert a stream processing problem to a batch processing problem. So I keep on running the query consistently, mm-hmm. but what I do not get is real-time insights. Mm. So this is where what we want to try to do is, how do you make it easier to do stream processing? How do you bring it down to the masses?
Okay. And how is this different from other things that have the name stream in it? Like, I know that there's Stream Insight. This is related or not related?
Actually, Stream Insight is a part of our team.
Oh, okay.
So I can give you a lot of context. And I'll tell you how customers have been talking to us and what problems they have said in other stream processing solutions, not just Stream Insight, the Storm and other things. We're not new to the market. Let me
just be very
blunt.
Indeed.
When you want to set up a stream processing solution, these are the steps that you go to. I have to go procure my hardware. I have to go procure my software. I have to write code in order to create my input, processing, output. Mm-hmm. Think about now writing code in probably Java or .NET, where you have to do pattern detection over incoming stream of data in a particular temporal window. I mean, it is done.
It seems hard.
The kind of developers that you need to write this code, the amount of code. We actually did a compete analysis in another platform. I won't get into the details. But to write a particular example, which I'm actually going to show, took 1,900 lines of code. I will show you how much it took in ours.
Let's see how great this is.
So before that, I just wanted to tell you, what is Azure Stream Analytics?
Yes.
Azure Stream Analytics is a platform as a service solution for stream processing.
Okay.
So as a platform as a service solution, you as a developer, all you have to think about is writing your stream processing code. Everything else, deployment, management, scale, resiliency, everything is built into the platform, into the service. So you just have to come and say, this is my logic. The other thing, I talked about the logic which is written in Java and .NET. Mm-hmm. Using Azure Stream Analytics, you can write your stream processing logic in SQL.
Which is what they're probably already trying to do now.
Exactly.
Very cool.
And it also decreases the bar of developers that it takes to create your stream processing solution. Mm-hmm. So an example that I want to show you is, I can come and I can say, anything. If I'm a SQL developer, if I know how to do selects, if I know how to do where, group bys, joins between different streams of data or stream and reference data, all of these, I can do it much easily using Azure Stream Analytics. Mm-hmm. So let me jump into a demo just to give you an example.
Yes.
All right, in order to do this demo, what I'm going to show you is a little bit of the sample events that I'm passing through this. We actually got this data from a Kinect sensor, which is there in the rec store.
A great example of a stream.
Exactly. So what we are doing is you have product information, which is like product ID, XY coordinates, which Kinect has. This is a unique information, how to identify a particular individual, which is the customer ID, interaction time, and interaction length.
Okay, so you're giving us an example of a stream that happens to be at rest right now.
Exactly. But I'm going to actually simulate this in motion.
All right.
How I do that is I have an application which is basically sending this data to an event hub. So if, you know, event hub is basically a stream ingestion solution which is built on Azure. This allows you to ingest millions of events per second. I think it goes up to 1 GB per second of ingestion.
Wow.
And this is the way that you can bring streams of data into Azure.
Okay.
And then you can do processing on top of it using Azure Stream Analytics.
Right.
So I'm going to push my events into my event hub, which is called Demo 12. So this is just simulating Kinect sending the data.
There it goes, yeah.
All right. Then I'm going to show how do I create a stream analytics solution.
Right, and it's important for people to remember, we keep pointing out the difference between streams is that that data is going to keep coming.
Exactly.
It's incessant.
Exactly. Let me actually prove this to you.
There it
You're
is.
Saying
Still
that
going.
Events are going to be completely, automatically keeping on coming.
All right.
So now let me go here, and I'll create a very simple solution. All I want to show is how do I read the stream, how do I write it to a place, and just do a basic pass this to that location.
All right.
So I click on new. I go to my Azure portal. I go to our nice little symbol, right, which I don't see there. Okay,
oh,
right
I
here.
I see. It's a stream.
The stream analytics.
It's a stream. Very
yeah.
nice.
And then I click on new.
Okay.
When I click on new, I can create what we call a job. A job is the analytics that you want to run on your stream.
All right.
So I will give this job a name, Azure Friday, and create my Azure Stream Analytics job. So this basically starts by creating, okay, now what are my inputs, what are my outputs, and what is the queries that I can write over it?
Okay.
This is what I do within a job. So I go into Azure Friday, and you can see here a template of what are the things I need to do.
Sure.
So I will first add my input. I click on add an input. I will select event hub.
Okay.
And I will give this some form of a name.
Yeah, event hubs is all part of service bus queues and all that stuff and getting
exactly.
things into Azure. All
exactly. Right. And this is where I'm pushing my events. We have ways that if I'm doing it from within my subscription, I can automatically select what are the service bus
all right.
and event hubs in my system or in my subscription. Demo 12.
Nice.
And so there are certain formats that we allow, which is CSV, JSON, or Avro.
Okay.
Right now I'm getting data in CSV, as I had shown in the example.
All right.
And now what this has done is, just with some clicks, I have configured how to get data into my stream processing solution.
Mm.
Now I will show you an output. With the output, I'm going to write this to blobs, just make it very simple. So to do that, I just click on output. I can put it in three kinds of outputs right now, blob store, event hub, or SQL database. I'll select blobs.
I see, so you could go from event hub to event hub and have a chain
exactly.
of these if you needed to.
Exactly. That is mostly used for notification kinds of scenarios.
Mm-hmm. You see something and you need to tell someone.
Exactly. So here I'm going to just select one of the storage accounts I have, and I will put any name. AZ Friday 02.
All right.
And now what is happening is I've configured my output.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say I just want to move all of my events to the blob. So in order to do that, I need to run a very simple query, and I have some cheat sheet just to save some time.
Mm-hmm.
I go to my query tab now.
Mm-hmm.
and I write a very simple SQL query,
hmm.
which is basically selecting each of those columns from my stream input, which will write to my output. Once I do this, I click on save, and I have to start my job. It takes 90 seconds, the maximum of 90 seconds to start the job, so I already have a job which is started and it's running with the same example, so I thought I will show you.
Okay. And the query is a continuously
happening. It is continuous. This query will never die. And this is where resiliency is built into our system. Even if failures happen, we actually bring that query back up. So here you can see it is the same query that I have run.
Right.
And I have been writing these results to Blobstool. Oh, this is pretty big.
It's pretty big. That's 20 minutes.
Because I've been writing this since last night. But this should give you an example of how do you set up your end-to-end stream processing solution.
Very cool. So we're getting an introduction here to Azure Stream Analytics on Azure Friday.